Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail, so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's see it.
Okay. Lot of pastels on the top. Two-thirds, I guess, of the poster.
Yeah, definitely darker at the bottom third for sure. Almost like maybe like a sky scene.
I got a guess.
It's not Batman, Tom.
I knew you would.
That was last week. That was last week, sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of white and dark. I think all that white's going to be light, though. I think it is not going to be a noun. I think it's going to be...
Light's not a noun. I guess it's got duality, so sometimes it's a noun. It's like
it's not a person. It's a thing. I guess light is a thing.
And an idea. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a guess. I think it's going to be wrong.
It's like a stab, too.
I'm going to stab it.
All right, Tom.
Can we talk about this at all? Or we're done.
Yeah, audience, was that descriptive enough for you?
Yeah, so it's... Very pastel at the top, very dark on the bottom. My belief is that the pastel is not actually capturing the images so much as a sort of shocking, not a shocking, but a very bright light that's at the top that isn't on the bottom.
Yeah, what's your guess, Tom? Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Matrix because I think there's light towards the top and it gets darker as it goes down.
Good guess. Incorrect. Chris, did you have a guess?
Yeah, I was gonna go with Planet of the Apes. I think I remember the new remake having Caesar in there with a white background, but totally a guess.
Oh, the James Franco Planet of the Apes is your...
Yes, yeah.
No, we didn't watch that.
Tom, what? Where are you on that one?
Oh, I'm glad.
I didn't know Planet of the Apes.
So my guess is the James Franco Planet of the Apes.
Oh, right. We did do that film.
No.
Did we do regular? We did regular Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
was that Alpha?
We did the regular one.
Yep. Pat McKeon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a fun episode.
That was.
So the colors seem to be in duality on this poster. So I'm going to take that for the duality between men and women. So we're going to go with masculine, feminine.
Ooh, good guess. Incorrect. Moving on to the second reveal.
Definitely.
So the lightness has definitely intensified at top.
Yeah.
I would say the darkness has kind of risen a little bit into the center. And would you guys agree that maybe there's some sort of a triangular look coming up?
Yeah.
I think there's a sitting person. I have a guess.
There's also some like interesting like magentas and like salmon type colors on the left-hand side.
Left, bottom that left I don't quadrants.
Think that I don't think were there last time. That's an interesting one.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be right, but I have a vision of someone sitting down, so I'm locked in.
What's your sitting guess, Nick?
I believe in the poster for Kundun, he's sitting down.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good guess. I could see that. Incorrect.
See it, but it's wrong.
I can see this being almost once again like a bust shot, like from mid chest up of an individual with a light background behind their head. I'm gonna say Coming to America.
Ooh, can you be more specific?
Coming to America 2.
Actually, they're both incorrect. I was talking
at the same time. Coming to America or coming to
you
America?
Tricky guy.
Tom, you got a Hail Mary?
There's two possible ones. One is what I think it is, and one is what I think you would select.
Go at what you think it is.
I'm gonna go with Englishman again.
Okay, I'm gonna give you two guesses. So Englishman, what's your other guess?
The other one was gonna be Shin Godzilla.
Incorrect, incorrect. Moving on to the third reveal.
Yeah, there's clearly two figures.
Oh, that didn't really help too much at all, other than it's definitely got a light background and there's definitely something dark in the center.
Tom, is this the one where you said The Matrix?
No, I did say The Matrix for the first reveal. Yeah.
I thought it was Chris that said it, but that's fine if it was Tom.
No, it was Tom. Definitely guessed Matrix.
I guessed The Matrix. Okay. Yeah.
You guys want the third reveal clue?
Sure.
There are five people in this poster.
Wow. All right. I have a guess. I actually have a really good guess.
Yeah, I have a guess too, based on that clue. Do you want to go for it, Chris?
Hold on. No, give me a second.
Yeah,
I think I can...
a second.
Oh, right. I forgot about it.
Thanks a lot.
We can see everybody in the Zoom, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm locked in.
Narcissism's a hell of a thing.
All right. So I'm gonna say this, and we can all determine if we're all of an agreement. I think this is a Christopher Nolan picture.
Incorrect. No, I'm still. On
oh,
the
okay. All right.
I'm still on the Matrix theme.
I'll tell you what my guess was. Then my guess was Inception. I thought Inception. They were like walking down a street.
Did we do that? Oh, we didn't do it. Yeah, we definitely did that move.
I think I already explained where I'm going, but I want to know what Tom says.
I'm going to say Super Troopers, because that has five or something like that in it.
Super Troopers, incorrect, but it may be winning for the most guessed movie.
Yeah.
I don't know, Nick brings up Masculine and Feminine every other week, so I think
I don't think it's ever going to be Masculine.
I don't even know what that poster looks like.
Yeah, based upon KJ's affection for that movie, I think.
Audience, go check out the Masculine Feminine poster just in case one time it might be that one. Nick, what's your guess?
So I'm staying in the Matrix family. I'm going The Matrix Resurrections 2021.
Nick is our winner.
But I was not a winner for watching that film, though.
No, nobody was.
Interesting.
Yes. Okay.
You know what? It's definitely got that gigantic white background. Him and his cloak make the triangle that we were seeing in darkness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I you know what? I don't think I would have guessed Matrix for a few, because there's not a lot of green in this. I think Matrix, I think the green, you know, code running up and down the screen vertically. Mm-hmm. I don't think this. I guess it's because this movie poster was from a time where I wasn't really going to movie theaters. So interesting.
And also it's a resurrection. So you got all that white, mystical, cloudy, top there. You know, it's not
got to
so
resurrect
much.
A bad movie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how resurrection works.
Whoa.
You get some.
when it comes back, it's not as good as it was. Are you telling me?
Congrats to Nick for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679. And leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,